Now, coming up, we've been getting lots and lots and lots of comments. Lots of people are so excited and so happy about how this day has finally arrived. League of Ireland Soccer here in Ireland. And the game begins at 7:45 tonight. Mount Hawke Park, Kerry FC make their debut. We have comments there coming in. People are so, so happy about this, and understandably so. It's great to have a lift for the weekend, and something that I'm sure, even if you're not into soccer or football, you certainly are so delighted that this day has finally arrived. The comments are, Charles says, "Hi Trasa, best wishes to all involved with Kerry FC tonight. Looking forward to the game and great that Radio Kerry have live commentary. We are delighted and honoured to be broadcasting it live as well. The best of luck tonight and in the journey ahead to Billy Ryle and all in Kerry FC." And John and Scarta Glenn says, "Congratulations and best wishes to Kerry FC on their new venture." And I'm delighted to say we are joined by Ivan Hurley, Kerry FC Media Officer, and Brian Ainscough, CEO of Kerry FC. Good morning to you both, and thank you so much for joining us. Ivan, I'll start with you first. How does it feel for you as someone who lives and breathes football to think or to conjure the prospect that tonight the first ever League of Ireland game will be held in Kerry under lights when the team take on Cove Ramblers?
Good morning, Tressa. Thanks very much, first of all, for Radio Kerry for having us on this morning. Of course, a hectic day to come. But look, to answer your question, Tressa, I mean, look, it's a fantastic occasion. It's a historic one. It's the 17th of February 2023. Will forever be remembered for Kerry soccer for years to come. And it's one of those days that we can say we were all there and witnessed a momentous day in history. Look, it's a project that's been building now for, I suppose, the last year and a half, 2 years, and you know, at the outset, I was an outsider looking in and seeing how the progress was coming and getting a team here in Kerry. But to be involved now from the inside out is fantastic, and you know, it's the buzz over the last couple of weeks for this fixture has been massive. You know, getting all the players in and signed up and ready to play, as well as everything happening in Mount Hawke Park, getting the stadium ready for welcoming 1,200 people tonight. It's just been a huge journey, a fantastic journey, and I think, you know, as you mentioned there, I think it's for all the football supporters in the county, all the soccer supporters. You know, plenty of us travel over cross channel to various different Premier League games, and others travel up the country to watch League of Ireland. But now they've got a chance to watch, you know, top class football in the county in Mount Hawke Park on a Friday night. And look, it's going to be an amazing journey, a 36 game season now to look forward to, and it all kicks off tonight against Cove.
And we'll bring it in at this stage, Brian Ainscough. Brian, am I pronouncing your name right, by the way? Ainscough?
You got it. A lot of people don't pronounce it, but thanks again for having us on.
Okay.
Much appreciated. But yeah, you have the pronunciation probably better than myself.
Brian Ainscough, we're speaking to CEO of Kerry FC. Brian, how does it feel that tonight is a sellout at Mount Hawke Park as well against Cove Ramblers?
Oh, I mean, it's been amazing. And in fairness, you know, since we got accepted into the league in November, it's just been nothing but positive from the Kerry community, which has been fantastic, and the support that they have shown from the business end of it to the fan base. It's just been it's amazing, and to be sold out on your first day, even though I know we don't have those huge capacity-wise but I think if there was 5,000 seats up there, it'd still be sold out. You know, that's the interest level that I feel when I walk around the streets, and when I'm in Killarney or downtown. I feel that, you know, getting asked questions, and people are even saying to look at this ugly face of mine and say, "Hey, are you involved with this Kerry club?" You know, so it's been great.
Are you pinching yourself?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm actually feel like I can't imagine how Billy and Stephen are feeling. You know, since you know, as young guys, they've been in the process down here in Kerry, and to be at this juncture right now where the ball is going to roll out at 7:45 tonight, and I really feel like it's Christmas, and I'm a 12-year-old, and I'm waiting on my presents tonight. You know, come 7:45, so it's really that exciting. You know, I can't even explain it.
And Ivan, we've got a lovely comment in from Mairead, and she says, heartiest congratulations and best wishes to Billy Dennehy, the manager, and all in Kerry FC. What a wonderful day in their lives. I taught Billy in primary school. Such a lovely, lovely guy. Delighted for Billy, his family and friends. Enjoy every minute of this special day.
That's fantastic. Yeah, look, it's, again, the well wishes have been unbelievable, and especially now in the last 24 hours on social media, that the hype is really reaching us at the moment. It's every, you know, club underage in Kerry has wished us well. You know, everybody is behind the project, and, you know, it's very much, you know, a county feel. And I think talking, you know, to the league heads in the FAI, you know, we're kind of one of the only county, you know, based teams, naming it Kerry FC. So, you know, it brings in all of the county from anyone, you know, as far south as Valencia or Carsevine can call this their home club. It's not just Tralee, it's you know, fully within the county, and you know, it probably goes back to, you know, a bit of the GA roots in the county, that we've got a county team to support in that, but now we've got a county team to support in the soccer as well. So no, it's, look, the well wishes have been amazing. You know, the support, the season ticket sales, as Brian mentioned, all the local businesses weighing in, you know, a lot of the bars in town to see evening are showing the game live on their screens as well.
And Ivan, I'm conscious as well that you're probably, and indeed Brian as well, are thinking of the people who aren't here, who through many difficult years championed soccer, football in Kerry, and aren't here to see it. I'm just thinking of my former colleague Padraig Harnett, for example, who was such an advocate for soccer in Kerry, and unfortunately passed away a number of months ago. But there are others as well. There'll be it's a sellout tonight in the stands, but I'm sure your thoughts are also turning to people who championed the game for so many years in Kerry and just sadly aren't around to see it. But they'll be very much, people like Padraig will be very much in your thoughts tonight, won't they?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Chaz, I was up in Mount Hope Park yesterday just doing the final few bits, and you know, I was actually brushing the floor in the press box. You know, I thought to myself, this is where, you know, Padraig spent a lot of his time for us, giving us coverage, and you know, you'd still know his number off by heart as well. So look, it's no, definitely an emotional occasion for on that side of it as well, and I'm sure they'll be watching down on us from the gods above, and willing to carry on as much as we will in the ground.
Well, thank you both for joining us, Ivan Hurley, Kerry FC media officer, and Brian Ainscough, CEO of Kerry FC. The very best of luck to Kerry FC when they take on Cove Ramblers tonight in Mount Hawk Park in their inaugural League of Ireland game. A sellout, and we hope a great Kerry win over another Cork foe, and enjoy the night, and the very best to everyone. It's a marvellous day to